friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Nice win for the Guardians last night, especially on national television as they were on Big Fox yesterday. And they're still sticking around. And you know who sticks around with us? Who's had our back for the better part of 14 years on the air with Baskin and Phelps? You know him. You love him. He is Chris Ossenheimer, and he is the best, and he works for the Chronicle-Telegram. Hi, Chris. How are you?
What's up, buddy?
Guys, nice. Nice.
You like it?
Yeah, that was very nice.
All right, that's how we roll on the show.
I'm sure everybody loves me, but that's all right.
No, it's all right.
As you guys, dude, I'm good.
We love you. I think people
love you. That's what matters.
When we talk baseball with you, I think they're just like, hey, three guys hanging out talking baseball. Love it.
Cool.
All right. Hang on. Before we get into anything, lifelong Clevelander, right, my friend?
Of course.
All right. I'm assuming you're a Browns fan. I've never really asked you that because we've always talked baseball. You got to hear this promo that Keith put together. Hang on. We got to play this promo for you. Go.
You got to
hear this.
This is unreal.
All right, go.
Baltimore celebrating their 30th season ahead of this week's matchup against the Browns. The Ravens. This is the radio home of the Cleveland Browns. 92.3 The Fan.
I got to tell you, Keith, boss of the year on that one, right?
I heard that before you guys called. I heard it leading in. That's awesome. It is great.
I think that was awesome. Hey, Keith, hang on.
Yeah, well done.
There and we're go. Not there saying this to suck up in any way. That was awesome.
There we go.
Much better. All right. I just wanted to make sure you get just, feel some those, Cleveland pride on that, Chris.
It's one of those. I'm like, get ready for the segment. I'm like, wait, what the what?
I had season tickets for when I was, and then I went to college, and I had to give them up because I got tired of coming back and forth from Columbus. But, yeah, I had old dog pound, like the real dog pound. Municipal Stadium dog pound.
Like, were you a lifter? Did you help them bring the kegs in over the top?
No, nothing crazy like that.
You were like middle of the
dog? I partook in all of the activities, let's put it that way.
I'm shocked.
As you should.
That's true. I didn't.
Right.
I thought we were talking to wholesome Chris Ossenheimer today. I didn't realize that.
I'm not sure that dude ever existed, to tell you the truth.
All right. I'm going to stop this conversation before it gets ugly. Right. 75-71, my friend.
Before we get to some of your stuff.
Yeah, I don't want, right. Man. Wait, no. It was another life.
It's really easy to get fired on a Friday.
That was another life, yeah. It's a good thing we have a dump button here. 75-71, your Guardians. And I keep saying this, Chris. Man, they're like, you're a kid, and you've got a tooth that wants to move because it's got a permanent tooth coming in, and it is literally hanging by a thread. And that thread is not about to break as they still continue to be competitive here in September and still have a shot.
That's a good description. You're right. Every time I think, you know, when they lost 10 in a row, it's like, all right, these guys are finished, you know. They come flying back. Then they lose another. Then they go into another funk. Okay, season's finally over. I mean, I think I've probably said that 3 or 4 times. While I think it still is a bit of a long shot, Seattle and Texas are doing them no favors. They keep winning. And I think that 3.5 is a little too much with the time that they have. Certainly not impossible. But, yeah, I'm not going to say, oh, they're finished. I mean, I've said that too many times, and I've been wrong. So, yes, they are still hanging on.
Any part of you think that Seattle just takes the reins, wins the West right now, Houston drops off the face of the earth, and really the battle becomes between the Guardians and the Rangers, and then they meet the last week of the season, man, the last series. You can't, if you're Major League Baseball, you can't ask for better drama than that.
Yeah, that would be great, and it certainly could happen. The Astros, I just don't see the Astros just totally dropping off the face. I mean, they have too many guys, and I just don't see that happening. They're not, I mean, they're certainly not the Astros of old, but I don't see them going away, even if Seattle does overtake them. And Texas is the thing, man. And they all of a sudden they're just like, oh no, we're a really good team now. And I guess I get it. I mean, they certainly are. The problem with everything, and I don't want to be negative towards the Guardians. It's just facts. Like, everybody they're chasing is better than them. And that's a tough equation, but it doesn't mean it can't happen. I mean, look what happened last year.
See, Chris, the only one I'd push back on a smidge is the Astros, because I look at that team and watch them night in and night, you know, every so often. They look like the team where at the end of the year, somebody is going to have the 5,000-word piece of, oh, now they tell us what went wrong inside of the locker room. That's what I feel like watching that Astros team. Every time I'm like, oh, I'm ready for the now they tell us piece that's going to come at the end of the season with them, because something is just off. I mean, they look like they are in such a funk right now that it's actually giving me hope as a Guardians fan.
Well, I mean, again, that's fine, and I really haven't kept my eye on the Astros a whole lot because they haven't been in this equation, and I realize they are now. But I just, I don't know. I don't see them just, and I know it appears you may see them doing this. I just don't see them just totally going away and, you know, season over. We're in first place with 2 weeks to go. All of a sudden we're not even in the postseason. I don't know. That would be hard for me to grasp. And of course, you know, you would be able to say, well, we got the White Sox coming in, and the only time during the season they've played well is just before they're coming to Cleveland. So that's not great either. You'd like to have them still losing on the reg, and they're not. They're actually seeing some wins and some confidence. But that, you know, again, doesn't mean the Guardians don't go out and sweep them, and here we are like a game and a half out. So it's been unpredictable, but if you're asking me whether I think it's going to happen, I just don't. I mean, I think it's especially if it goes more than 3.5 games, then I think they're finished.
All right, Chris, let's swing to the Guardian side of things here. Kyle Manzardo has been hitting the cover off the ball, and especially in the second half of the season. Is he somebody that you see as the first baseman of the future, or do you see them maybe looking at C.J. Kafis as the first baseman of the future? But clearly Manzardo needs to be in the lineup every single night.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, he's proven that, you know, and he wasn't getting – and it's credit to him, because he wasn't getting that regular playing time to get in the groove, and he forced himself into that. And tip of the cap for that, because he wasn't a regular player at the beginning of the season, and really – maybe even halfway through the season, he still wasn't. You had David Fry and things like that. The problem with first base, as we know, he's not a good defensive first baseman. I mean, it's early in his career, and that doesn't mean he can't become a good first baseman. But right now, he looks like a DH, and it hasn't affected him, you know, as far as at the plate, you know, not playing in the field like it does with some guys. So maybe that's his spot moving forward. And yeah, and you give Kafis the shot at first base.
All right, help me. You got six guys in the rotation, and while I think it's really helping them now, because it's taking and they're letting him go a little bit longer, right? I mean, I feel like, as you watch, and it just feels like they feel more comfortable letting these guys go longer. Like, I'm wondering what that six-man rotation is going to look like going into next year. Not that I want to look ahead, but I can make an argument for pretty much anybody of these five guys to be the rotation next year.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't see them. I mean, I think they're going to go back to the normal five-man rotation,
right,
next year, and I guess If there's one guy who you would kind of take out of that, it would probably be Logan Allen.
Right.
But, you know, like you said, I mean, you can make a case for Logan Allen just as well.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
But I think that would be the one guy. And the guy that's a bit concerning, I mean, they just signed him to an extension, right, and he comes out and he's you could argue he's been no better than a fifth starter this year.
Tanner Bibee.
Giving up home runs. Yeah. And we're talking about Tanner Bibee, obviously. But there's no way he's coming out of that rotation next year. So they're just going to try to work that out. And I guess I would think it would be Logan Allen. I don't know. It depends. You know, Parker Messick is still very early in his career.
But he's fun, man. He's fun, isn't he?
For sure. And he's a lefty, too. So, you know, you don't have to worry about having Allen in there as well with no lefties. So, I think that it's certainly a good problem to have, though. Six starters. And the Cantillo thing is great, his progress. I mean, he could have just gone to the minors and just wasted away and pouted, and he came back. And
we've seen that story before, right? Yeah. I'm just wondering if they could parlay maybe one of these guys and some talent in the minors to try to bring in a bat. I'm just, come on, please get me a bat.
Yeah. They definitely need that. That's the biggest shame about this whole thing. When you look back, if they do end up missing out of the postseason by two games or something like that, and you think, man, if you could have just had a bat, and I think they would have tried to go get one, but Class A really, really ruined those plans. And I'm not putting it all on him. I'm certainly putting a lot on him, but I don't even know if they would have gone and got a bat. Who knows? Maybe they would have got another middle infielder, but just they would have had a chance, and that took any chance away from them doing anything. So it became like a celebration because they didn't trade Kwan, but they certainly need offense next year.
Is Brian Rocchio the shortstop of the future? Because he's kind of hitting well in the second half of the season, and I'm holding a lot of stock here, Chris. I can't sell it.
Yeah. I'm right there with you because at the beginning of the season, I predicted he was going to have all-star numbers in the first half, and that certainly did not bode well for me or him. But this is the same thing we saw last year, really. He had a terrible start, and then he found it at the end of the season. I mean, let's hope this isn't a pattern. But I think that I don't see Gabe. If Gabe Arias comes back next year, I think he's playing second base, and I think Rocchio is the shortstop.
All right, what's your gut? Do you think when we get down to that Texas series, it's going to mean something or no? I hope it does. I have a fear that we're going to get to those three games and they're not going to matter. But I want that scenario to play out so bad.
Yeah, it would be great. It's certainly possible, you know. As they say all the time, anything can happen. It's just obviously it's a long shot, but sure. I mean, it would be great. It would certainly be a nice ending to the season instead of just playing that out. You know, I mean, if there actually was something to play for. It'd be a great final three games of the season, right?
I'm here for it, man. I'm thrilled we've got competitive baseball in September, and the only real concern that I've started to gain is when Tim Herron is finding his way onto the mound for this team. I mean, that's about it. I mean, Kate Smith, I think, has locked it up in the back end of the bullpen quite well, and it's just like that's that one piece that I look at, and every so often Hunter Gaddis. Do you worry about the back end of the bullpen at all down the stretch run, Chris?
I mean, Tim Herron, I guess, but they have Sobrowski to come in and get for the matchups and things like that. Herron has been an odd case though. I mean, he was really, really good last year, and he's been, I won't say really, really bad, but he's certainly not been good. And Gaddis has had some warts too. I agree. But I still think that, I mean, like you said, Kate Smith locked it down. And I think that you have enough, you know, he's been surprisingly effective. And I'm guessing his ERA isn't the greatest. But, I mean, Matt Festa, I mean, that dude came out of nowhere. And he's certainly been very good for them. And I think, you know, the bullpen, I think it'll continue to be a strength because they do have arms back there. I mean, Jim Herron's the only one that's really scuffled. Gattis on occasion. But I think Gaddy's good.
Chris, as always, you are the man. And, of course, we're reading you. Why? Because you, my friend, will always be a great read. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Of course. Nice talking to you guys.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.